Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I'm very, very, very happy this morning. And it's not because of the wonderful day. Mind you, that adds to the happiness. I'm happy because the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast has just gone number one, in the US business category and investing, which is just the biggest badass thing I've ever done in my life. It is the coolest thing I think I've ever done or been a part of, because it's not just me. It's not just me at all. What I am so excited about is what I can tell my daughters. Yesterday, my daughter was saying that she's got a cross-country run coming up on Friday, and she doesn't think she's going to win, so she was really upset, and we're trying to tell her it doesn't matter about winning, that everybody wins at something. Well, I just found something that I bloody well want it, and the best thing about it is that I've got an amazing team to thank. So to everybody that's been involved with this, thank you so much. But in particular, Ginny, my media manager, absolutely stoked, over the moon. Won't go on for too long, but more importantly, you guys too, the listeners. I'm so happy. Thank you, the listeners, for being there day in and out, for leaving your reviews, for giving me your star ratings, and for sharing this around all your podcasts, Slack groups, Facebook, that sort of thing. I'm beyond proud. I'm beyond happy. And guess what? The best thing about all this is last night, I sat down and interviewed Stefan Tuol, who is one of the founding fathers of Ethereum and who's working on some of the most amazing projects in the space at the moment that you've probably never heard of. Now, I got the scoop with him last night on some information that I'm sure you're going to want to listen to. We're going to get that interview out as soon as possible for the simple reason that it's a big one. It's an important one. And it's very topical with the Ethereum SEC chat going on. So keep your eyes open for that. And it'll be an absolute ripper for you guys to listen to. Make sure you share it around and jump on tradercobb.com. We've got some pretty special offers coming out very, very soon. We're just lining them all up as I go to New York for the New York Blockchain Week and Consensus. So if you do want to get in contact with me while I'm over there, just jump onto the website, find a way through the contact us, and we'll see if we can't catch up. Now, guys, looking at the market right now, it's quite interesting to see what's going on. The daily, we've pulled back a little bit more, and I've seen things such as, you know, Red Monday or Black Monday being printed. I'm like, why? We're only down 2.77%. Now, we know that that's not a great deal in crypto. Hell, that's not even a big deal in most markets. It's not a big deal at all. Well, it is a big deal in most markets, but not here in crypto. What am I seeing here? Well, it's just pulled back. It's back in the cradle zone. No big deal. It's holding up. The 4-hour, however, is a little bit of a different story. We do have now a lower high and a new lower low, and we're pulling back into that cradle zone. That if we test the underside of that 9,500 and reject there, we might see a bit more of a sustained pullback. But again, you know, yesterday when I looked through the charts and did my top 100 scan, there was a whole bunch that I was excited to look for, to stalk trades for. And as a matter of fact, many of them set up with beautiful little cradles. Didn't get filled because the stop loss got broken before the entry. So I broke down through the low of the cradle before it broke up and put me into a trade. So they invalidated themselves nice and early, which basically meant for me that there wasn't a great deal to be done. And today, right now, as I sit here and talk with you, the top 10 right now is looking a little bit sad. It's a little bit down. All but EOS, in fact, is down at the moment. I'll just take you through a quick run through. Ethereum has had a decent sort of a pullback, but Ethereum needed to. Let's not forget that. Ethereum needed to pull back. It had been extended. It's pulled back in. It's looking very good again on that daily trend. Still fine. Ripple looking pretty boring. We've got Bitcoin Cash also having a bit of a pullback, just holding at the moment, not a great deal. Litecoin looking sensational on that daily time frame as well, a nice uptrend still in play. EOS, of course, it is up today, but it is still sideways in its trend. Cardano also pulling back. Lumen back in that cradle zone as well. NEO just looking a bit tired. And IOTA has also got, has pulled back into the old resistance level and is currently just holding above it. So across the top 10, the markets are looking for inspiration. They are having a bit of a pullback. But remember, trading is about understanding how these markets move. They don't just go up all the time. They don't just go down all the time. They pull back. They work in motions. And that's the whole point of this this cradle zone, guys. The market moves away from the cradle. It pulls back. It moves away. And it moves in these waves. And that's how we get these chart patterns. That's how we get the repetitive nature. It's the human emotion printed on the charts. And that's what the cradle zone is. It is the market's equilibrium point on whatever time frame it is that you're looking for. So it's really important that we keep our cool here. It may be a day or two of just sort of sitting back and going, well, look, there's not a great deal to do. Not a great deal to trade. And you know what? That's fine, because you can go through, you can do your reporting, you can reset some of the programs, you can educate yourself, or you can go for a surf, go for a swim, go fishing, go play golf, go spend time with your family, go and do whatever floats your boat. We don't always need to be headlong in the markets. We don't always need to be taking trades, but we do always need to be focused. We do always need to make sure that we don't let our emotions get ahead of us. Now, I'm very, very emotional today because I'm super stoked. But that's not to do with the markets. That's to do with something totally different, something we've been working at for quite a while on this podcast. So with that, guys, when I do my top 100 scan, I'll be looking at it and thinking, where are we at? What's going on? If I just have a quick little look right now, actually, while I've got you, I'll have a look at the Bitcoin pairings because I want to see what they look like. Bitcoin, obviously, same as before. Ethereum, Ethereum Bitcoin cross on the charts looks very similar to, also looking very, very bullish. Ripple's not quite so much. We're looking at here at Bitcoin Cash, and it looks pretty strong too. A nice little pullback into that cradle and a move. EOS starting to get a bit more momentum there as well to the upside. Cardano also looking very bullish. Litecoin the same. Lumen not so much, pulled back a little bit deeper. NEO not that bullish either. And IOTA looking extremely bullish there against Bitcoin as well. So don't forget that when we're trading, we can trade against Bitcoin, we can trade against dollar. It's easier, actually. We've got more trading options to trade against Bitcoin, so don't forget to do your scan there. Something else to be really reminding yourself of today, especially me, is to remain humble. When you do have a good run, when you do have success, and when things are going your way, yeah, take it on board. Feel it. Feel good about that, because it tends to be that it's not an overnight success. It takes time to do well, right? Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't think that you're anything beyond what you actually are. Stay grounded. Remind yourself that what you've been doing has got what got you to where you are. Don't change what you're doing. Don't change who you are. If you've had some good success in this recent run-up, please remain stable. Don't go out and, you know, wasting your money, being silly. Or the worst thing is people say, it's the market's money. It's not the market's money, guys. Don't forget this. You are a trader. A trader needs to do one thing and one thing only, and that is preserve your capital. If you're preserving your capital, then you're in a position that you can make more. So that is my lesson for you guys today. Preserve your capital at all costs, and I will be today too. By the look of it, it may be a day of sitting back on our hands and waiting to see how the market plays out. Thank you all again for getting this podcast to the number one show in the US business section. It is a number one show, number one crypto show in the world at the moment. To get the number one business charts ahead of people like Tim Ferriss, Anthony Robbins, and Gary Vee, I mean, that's a dream come true. I'm absolutely over the moon. I thank you all for that, guys. Please don't stop sharing it to your Slack groups, your Facebook groups, everywhere that you can. And I'll continue to get great guests and put this out for you guys. Don't forget to stay tuned for Stephen Chewell, who is one of the founding fathers of Ethereum. He is coming up very, very soon. Have a great day, guys. Go to the website, tradercobb.com. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com, because experience matters.